Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Miss Incredible.
And I'm Rel the Black Dr. Phil. And we back.
Hey.
All right. I miss you, sis. What's going on?
I miss you too. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm like Mace out here. Let's get it right. We back, people, 9:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Miss Incredible, Rel the Black Dr. Phil. It's great. It's a wonderful thing. Wonderful. I hope you got our listeners in. Y'all tune in. Yeah, they tune in.
They are.
Can y'all hear us well? Make sure y'all can hear us good. Somebody, you know, let us know. You know, our loyal listeners, we start sounding crazy, you know. Look out for your team. We bring it in.
Right.
We bring it all.
So what's up? What's going on?
Not much. Same old. I'm trying to work here with you and trying to peek at these NBA playoff games that's going on right now, so don't mind me if I get sidetracked.
Really?
Nah, but
focus. We gotta give them a good show. Focus.
Nah, yeah.
What's going on in the NBA?
The heat is going on right now. It's the NBA playoffs. Everybody's still alive, so it's nothing real special to report. It's still the first round. One key thing, the Los Angeles Clippers the other night lost their star players, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. They broke some bones and things like that, so they out for the whole playoffs, like their two best players. So that's really the news right now. And they play tonight at 10 p.m., so we're going to check that out and see what's up with that. But that's about it. Ain't nothing really much more to report sports but that. Knicks ain't in it, so let's move on. The Knicks ain't in it, let's move on.
I know, that's
then
right.
Football season, so I'm all right. That's it. Clippers is your report for tonight. That is about it. What about my man Prince?
Oh, my God. That was heartbreaking. Prince's passing was heartbreaking for me. I'm still dealing with it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I was, when after he passed and I started really listening to the music and stuff like that, I couldn't believe how many songs that I liked and I didn't know it was Prince that song. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
my goodness.
I'm embarrassed, so I'm like, I don't
tell anybody that.
Guess what song I didn't know it is? Oh God!
Which one?
You won't believe what song I didn't know. What's the? I wanna be a.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I knew years ago, but I forgot. When that came on, I'm like, oh, that's my jam. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm listening to a Prince tribute. I didn't even know that. So, yeah. But yeah, rest in peace to Prince. He is a musical genius. He's definitely that. So.
Definitely.
So good to be back.
It does. But actually, Beyonce, what was it, like a hour-long video movie or something that she had?
Yeah, I guess really? It was a visual album, something. It was dope. I know that. At first, I wasn't even going to watch, and I was like, man, you know. And then I'm a fan. And I'm like, this is some girly. I'm like, whoa, this is artistic.
I didn't get to watch it. All I heard was Becky with the good hair. That's the only thing they kept replaying on the news.
Becky with the good hair. And then somebody
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah,
I guess
Becky
saying Jay-Z cheated.
With Becky. Oh, that means a white
girl. Becky.
Becky with the good
hair. I didn't read too much into it. All I know was Becky with the good hair. But with that being said, we can roll right into our topic tonight. Is cheating a choice or a mistake?
Oh, my.
What do you say?
Is cheating a choice or a mistake? Well, let me preface my answer real quick by saying cheating is determined by the couple. Was cheating in one relationship may not be cheating in another relationship. But anyway, in general, I'm going to say it's a mistake.
Excuse me?
I'm a man, and we make mistakes. And it's a mistake. Yeah.
A mistake. You just accidentally fall into it?
See, that's exactly my point right there. Usually when you're talking to a man about cheating, it's him falling into something accidentally. There it is.
Wow.
So let me clarify why it's a mistake. We are men. We are predators, naturally. You're not understanding? You're a woman. We physically seek. So things change around in our lives. Mistakes happen. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I'm not in love with you. It's a mistake. I just happened to slide in her hand and knew me.
Okay, so how about what if your lady just accidentally slipped on someone something?
See, that don't happen with ladies.
Why not?
They're not physical predators. So they don't just accidentally slip on her. They plan, fry, tie.
Listen, that's not true.
You know what I'm saying?
Times have changed. Times have definitely changed. I will say that you have some women out here who enjoy sex just as much as men do. Some women who aren't satisfied in their relationship, but they're being taken care of in every other sense. So they may slide off and get some from elsewhere.
I agree.
It happens.
And that's why it's a choice when it comes to women. You see,
so,
she's not being treated right.
Well,
you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're always away. You don't show me attention. You don't this and that. And then you choose to go get that bill somewhere else.
Well, so it's clear that you have cheated, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I've cheated before. Yeah,
that you have made the quote-unquote mistake. A long time ago.
A long time ago, yep. And that was a mistake.
Why?
And I
what
learned
was the
then.
Reason?
I learned then. It was no need for me to be, you know, cheating at the time. Besides young, I don't want to use that as an excuse because everybody says,
"Oh,
I was young."
So elaborate on that for me.
You know what I mean? Elaborate on what? On.
You said you learned that it was no need to cheat.
Oh yeah. I learned that it was no need to cheat. You know, I matured, so I think I'm one of those guys that has a good sense of what the majority of women like, respect, you know, when it comes to relationships. So first thing I noticed is honesty, especially when you're young and you're a male, you got a lot of homeboys, and I'm sitting around like, damn, we just lying and deceiving, we doing this and that and the third, you know, and, you know, women getting hurt or whatever the case may be, blah, 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 blah. And then I realized, damn, if you be honest, you get more pussy than if you was dishonest. So at a young age,
right.
I learned. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
You might be smashing the same, you know, you might be smashing the same girl for a long time, but at least you're getting some. With your next homeboy, he over here, you know, trying to lie and this and that, and you ain't, you know, you dry. You're joining the dirt. You know?
Well, right. When you're honest, you allow people the option to play their position or not. You give them the option to stick around under your terms or not. So
right.
That's true.
Right. So, you know, I kind of learned that.
So when you cheated, was it a fling or did you develop feeling?
I'm not going to say I developed feeling. I didn't develop feelings, but I probably developed more feelings than an average guy would. I say that because I'm one of those quick to fall in love type, quick to, you know, I yearn for that one relationship. You know what I mean? So I'm the fall in love quick type when it comes to men. You know what I mean? A lot of men are not like that. They could just be physical and move on. You know, majority of a lot of men I'd be around, you know. But I'm a little bit different, you know what I mean, in the sense of, you know, I have a conscience. Some of the homies have no conscience.
All right. So did you feel guilty afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely felt guilty. I felt guilty afterwards. You know, you never want to see somebody hurt that you love or you're in a relationship with or anything like that, you know. You never want to see that. So I definitely felt guilty. Definitely felt real guilty.
How long did it go on?
Oh. Oh, man. Ooh. I might have
with
to...
With the same person.
If you're listening, call up 323-870-4010. Help me out, baby. Tell me how long the cheating went on, because I almost forgot. You could call in and let the people know how long.
All right, so did cheat,
uh-huh.
Was it with, like, a friend, a coworker, family member, somebody random that you just happened to meet?
It was somebody random that I happened to meet. And, yeah, it was somebody random that I had happened to meet. How did I meet her? You know, back then it probably was. Back then it wasn't no heavy Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. So whatever was the social media thing then. I think that's how I may have met her. But Black Planet or something, the Hente, Yahoo Messenger. Remember that AOL?
Wow.
You know all the chat rooms and all that. That'll get you killed. That'll definitely get you killed. That internet gets you killed. I learned years ago, I don't play with that internet in my relationship. No, sir. You'll catch a body with that internet. I'm telling you. Don't mix your relationship with that internet, man.
We have someone willing to help you out.
Uh-oh.
So we have a caller on the line. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miss Incredible. Hi to Black Dr. Phil. It's Pound Cake.
Hey, Ooh, Pound
yeah.
Cake.
Yeah. Pound Cake, that's what's up. Yo, y'all respect Pound Cake. Put some respect on her name. Pound Cake, AOI Culture. Put some respect on her name.
Oh,
how you been, Pound Cake?
How
you
doing?
Good.
Hey.
We well. Pound Cake.
How are you, Pound Cake?
Choice or mistake?
Sorry?
Choice or mistake?
Is it a
mistake?
Oh, no. It's definitely a choice.
It's a choice?
Right, right.
It's a choice, and it's a choice for men and women. I do not agree with you on it's a mistake for men, because men choose to do what they do, just like women choose to do what they do. I've been cheated on, and I've cheated, but only after I was cheated on.
So you did a revenge cheat.
I did a revenge cheat, yes.
She proved my point. She chose to revenge cheat.
Yeah, but he chose to cheat first.
No, he didn't. It just so happened.
Yes, he did.
How did you find out he cheated?
Well, he kind of got caught up in there with his phone. I don't go through phones, but we were together, and he got a call. And he was acting kind of shady and nervous about the call. And it came up, like, you know, come on, I'm not stupid. What's going on? Well, you know, I kind of met this girl, and you know the whole spiel.
And I just said, he met a girl.
I'm like, look, you didn't fall into a gopher hole. You chose to do what you did. Now, if I'm taking care of you as far as cooking your meals, and making sure that you're satisfied sexually, you still chose to go out there and do what you did.
I hear you. But, again, it's because you're a female and you don't understand the male's makeup. He made a mistake. He did not choose to do that. He made a mistake.
Oh, my gravy.
How long was he cheating with her?
I have no idea. He never said.
Because he slipped in it one night. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
It don't matter. If the L word is being thrown around, you should not be out there looking for something new.
I agree, okay. And I don't think he was looking for anything, though.
So,
go ahead.
When you found, did the length of the affair, so to speak, did it determine whether you were going to take him back or not? Because clearly you didn't leave if it was a revenge cheat, if you cheated yourself.
Oh, no, we broke up because he didn't know that I revenge cheated until
okay.
I told him.
Oh, you told him?
I told him. That's just how bad I was hurt. I was like, look, I'm not going to be the only one, like, getting hit and stay hit, and I don't hit back. And he couldn't handle it, and we ended up breaking up.
So, like I said, you chose the revenge cheat. You chose to do that because he cheated on you. That's the reason you chose that. But you have no idea how long he cheated or anything about that because he ain't never said. And the reason is because he was out one day and something triggered it, the temptation, an argument with you, something happened in his life, financial, whatever, and it just so happened this nice bubble butt walked by and his eyes glanced over to it.
Listen,
and he stuck to it.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a bubble butt. Sometimes it could just be man, as a man, you know. It's not always a physical thing, you can cheat emotionally, which would lead to physical cheating, but initially it's an emotional thing, or it can just be a flat out physical thing.
Yep.
But usually when you're lacking something at home, it's more so emotional in the beginning.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And that's where you get caught up at.
Not for nothing. I had one guy that I found out I was the side piece. Like, he was coming to take me out, and we were going places and having fun until one time he spent the night and his car got broken into. And I called the cops, and he got mad. I'm like, why you get mad? Just, you know, this is for your insurance purposes. So that's when I found out it wasn't even his car, it was her car.
Oh. It was her car. So
it was her car.
So you were the side piece.
I was the side piece and I didn't even know it.
So then he wasn't cheating.
You know what?
You.
Yeah,
and
well,
then he
when
wasn't
I found
cheating.
Out, I bounce.
That's the wrong thing to do. But thank you for tuning in, Pound Cake. Thank you for calling in, and we appreciate your support.
You're welcome. Anytime. You know I love you. I love both of you.
We love you, too.
Thank you, Pound Cake.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
323-870-4010, The Art of Intimacy Show. Call in, let us know. Is cheating a choice or a mistake? Fellas, help me out here. Help me out here. It depends. Mr. Incredible,
you know,
how does it go?
Name
I'm from Mars. How does it go? Name
come on, dude.
Mars,
don't call up here saying it's a mistake. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
It is. Serious. You know what? I've been thinking about it. I've been really hard thinking about it. I was on the side of choice. I was on the side of choice. And then I thought about it. I'm like, hold on. I got to speak for the majority of men. And for the majority of men, it is a mistake. It takes some explaining to understand why it's a mistake, but it is. Now, women, I can't speak fully for women. I could give my opinion on why I think it's an opinion. And I think Pound Cake proved one of my points, why it's a choice. I think she proved one of my points why it's a choice, because he cheated, so she went and cheated. That's clearly a choice. Not even no debate in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have another caller on the line. Caller, your number ends in 4223. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Fred out of Chicago. Well, the whole situation as far as cheating, I mean, we're men, you know. Men are hunters by nature. We was not designed is to be faithful or have one wife or one woman. You look throughout history, this is the only country that a man only has one wife. You know what I'm saying? You look at other cultures, their men have more than one wife. This was even went back to the biblical days. Man was made, woman was created for man. So therefore, we crave women. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing personal against a woman because we cheat. It's just something that doesn't make us do that shit, you know?
Wait. So how would you feel if you were cheated on?
You know what? If I was cheated on, and this is honest to God truth, there's a lot of shit out here that's even worse than cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's stuff out here that's worse than cheating. If it was a reason that I had my woman or my wife that had cheated on me, if I was to carry something, I just had to take my lumps. I'm not going to lose everything I build over common fuck. I'm not.
So you,
that's stupid. It's
so,
immature. It's childish.
So if your lady cheated, you'd be okay with it?
I would be mad, just like every other man would be mad. But I'm not going to lose
right.
everything I built for casual sex. I'm sorry. That's stupid. I'm not going to cut off my nose in spite of my face.
Preach, my brother. Fred from Chicago, AOI Talk Show. That's what I'm talking about. See? That's what I was saying.
So have you... No. Wait. Have you ever been cheated on?
What man haven't been cheated on? I'm a grown man. When I was a kid... When I was a kid, I thought as a child. You know what I'm saying? I reacted as a child. I ran with my ego like a child. I'm a grown man now, so I don't run off of ego. I don't run off of pride. I see the bigger picture. And if a female doesn't see the bigger picture like I see, why would I bother with her? I mean, damn, it's just a piece of sex. That's all it was. We don't run off what y'all run off of. Y'all run off emotions. Y'all run off, y'all vaginas are inward. Our penises are outward. So our feelings and doubt is not attached to sex. It's not attached to fucking cheating. It's not. So it has nothing personally to do with the woman that we have at home. It's just something we just had to go fucking do.
Okay.
Fred from Chicago. Complain that man. Fred, that's what I'm talking about. Fred.
I'm speechless right now.
No, he has a good point. I know what he's saying. He's right. In any other country, you can have all these wives. In America, you can only have one wife. It's not enough women in America.
Ralph. No, Ralph.
No, seriously. But, now, hold on. This is honest to God, too. Now, look at this. Look at it from this aspect. When we was in Africa, we had more than one wife. Our black women came to the United States and became what? Big women to the white man. It's just not a lie. He had his white wife that he sat here and he played with, and he had his black women that he slept with. We as black men, we didn't have a fucking wife. We had a woman that we had to bar out to the white dude. I'm just sorry. It's just that's how it is. It's just that's how it is. That's how we are made. We're made to conquer, and that's what it is. Men are made to conquer and hunt. It has nothing personally to do with the woman that's at home. But that's how we're designed.
Understood.
We ask for what? Booty? You know what booty is? Treasure. That's what we are. We're fucking hunters. By nature.
Well, you, I guess you got that one, Ro. Well, thank you for the love all the way from Chicago. We appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Fred. 323-870-4010. Call up. Let us know. Cheating. Is it a mistake or a choice? So far, we have two women saying that it's a choice. We have two men saying it's a mistake. Fred gave a great explanation despite my shenanigans. But let us know. What do you think about Fred?
Well, we have another caller. Let's see what this one will bring.
All right.
Call, your number ends in 8434. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yo, what up? This is D.
Hello?
Back. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, well, maybe not.
I can hear you. That's D. You can hear him?
Did you hear the caller?
Yeah, I heard the caller. I think you hung up on him. Oh, it was a man, so you hung up. Nah, I called back and said his name was D. I hope that's a D. I think it is.
Well,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, I think that the last caller was actually on your side, but he was a guy, so we'll let you have that one.
Okay.
So, are you there? Are we having difficulties?
I think we're having difficulties. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, somebody done sabotaged our show. Can y'all hear
Hello?
Us? Somebody let me know. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Somebody done sabotaged our show.
All right, well, I guess we're having difficulties there. If anybody wants
you
to call in, 323-870-4010. Cheating, is it a choice or a mistake?
Hello,
caller, are you there? 8434?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Go ahead, man. Welcome back. Can you hear me?
thank you.
Yeah, this is in peace. Thanks, you know what I mean? What's happening, man? Yeah, and then, where did Rel go? Yeah, I didn't lead a line, it just all of a sudden just popped up and said, I'm mute, you know what I mean?
I'm right here.
Blog Talk is messing with us on our first day back. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, that's crazy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome back, Ralph.
Oh. Somebody sabotaging our show. Nah, somebody took the wire. Somebody doing something. I know. I ain't slick.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Now we got Z. We got Z on the line.
Yeah.
Well, choice on mistake,
yeah. It is a conscious mistake. It's a conscious mistake.
How so?
I mean, things happen. You know what I mean? Like I do like everybody else say. Like, I'm in a relationship with you. You know what I mean? A female crosses my path. And you, as my lady, know my type. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody walk past me and we out drinking, having a good time, you know what I mean? Conversation gets sparked. Things get said. Chemical reactions build within the body. And it's something that people need to understand called blue balls. Blue balls is not fun. So, you know, you get things like that popping off. And, you know, things tend to happen. But it's not like I don't want to come home to you. You know what I mean? If it's something happens. You know what I mean? That's just like you going to the strip club. And then coming home and then digging in you, you know what I'm saying? It's like that's so cheap. I got a physical image in my head. I just watched at the club shaking my ass. Then I come home with you and I'm visioning her. Is that still cheap?
If you go to a strip club, it really depends. And some women don't mind their man going to a strip club. How far did you go? Did you go to the back room?
What I'm saying is, like, if I go to the strip joint and I got a chicken from me and she's doing that thing, she's dancing, give me the lap dance and all that, and I'm hyped up. I come home and then I think, you know, I'm like, yo, let's go upstairs real quick. And we do what we do as a couple, but I'm still envisioning shorty from the strip club. That's still a form of cheating, and windows are right or wrong.
Well, hell, how you know when you do what you do with your lady, she's not envisioning Omari Hardwick?
Yeah, on the
that's because she just watched Power.
Well, but at the same time, like, I frankly wouldn't even care. You know what I'm saying? So, but basically, it's a thing where when we out, we do what we do. You know what I mean? Just the same way they're talking to gun ass talks and all of that. You know, sometimes women say the right thing or had the right thing for us, just something might just end up happening, and then, you know, we tend to slip and fall in there.
All right. Have you ever been cheated on, D?
Yeah, I've been cheated on before.
Okay. And did you stay around?
I mean, I was young. And my heart was in it. So, yeah, for a minute, I walked away. And, you know, her family members talked to me, you know what I mean, saying how sorry she was, this, that, the third. So, you know what I mean, I gave it another chance. I gave it another go. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was young, and I wasn't, like, during that time, I'm like, what's it, my first real, like, relationship. Maybe things would get better. As a grown man, if a woman cheated on me, it's basically a thing where I'm like, okay, well, you chose that person over me.
All right, so how did it affect you? Did you have trust issues? Do you still have trust issues to this day? Did you have them before because you were cheated on?
I'm like a rare breed when it comes to stuff like that. Like, frankly, my whole mindset is off of that Robert De Niro movie. Like, if I can't walk away from something in 30 seconds or less when the heat around the corner, you know what I mean? Like, basically, I don't have trust issues. I'm frankly just like, well, if we together, we together. If we not, we not. I don't have any insecurities. I'm not an insecure dude. I really don't have trust. Like, I don't look at every female as the same. You know what I mean? Everybody is different. So if what she may have done, the next one is it may not do. You know what I'm saying? I don't look for the same traits that she had in the next one. To be like, well, yeah, shorty did this, she cheated on me. So obviously she's cheating because she's doing the same thing. So look at it like that. You know what I mean? I put trust in everybody. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Now, as far as being in a relationship, I've never cheated on other people. I did, but that was a whole other, you know, situation. But
are you currently in a relationship now?
Nah.
Okay. So when you were in a relationship, how often were you fighting temptation?
Oh, that was a regular basis type thing. Like, daily. It was like the many situations that I was put in. I was around a lot of exotic dancers, a lot of models, and everything like that. And, you know what I mean? It was just, you know what I mean? Even a couple of porn stars, I just kind of sort of had to, you know, keep control of myself instead of saying, well, you know what? Right here, front of me, I go ahead and do this. And, you know, for you, not be the wiser. But at the same time, as you said, like I said before, the cheating part would be a mistake. Because if you, any other time, if you're in your conscience and your right mind, the average dude is not going to say, you know what? I'm going to go outside and go cheat today. I'm going to go find me a chick and go smash today. It's not like that. The average dude in a real relationship, a committed relationship, is not out here looking to find anybody. The average dude is going to be out there on some, living my day-to-day life, and something just tends to happen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we don't plan it. I know a lot of women, y'all plan to teach. Y'all say, well, look, I'm going to get my kids out the house this weekend. I'm going to go to the club. I'm going to do this, that, make sure I won't get shaved up and waxed. And if something happens, I'm going to call up Bill from the job and see if Bill from the job and his people want to come hang out. Because y'all, most of the time when women cheat, y'all already got y'all cheating victim in mind. The average dude.
We do?
I mean, most of the time, y'all know who y'all about to cheat with.
That's not necessarily true. Some women end up stepping out in a relationship because they're lacking something at home.
Exactly.
So, in most cases, it's more of an emotional thing for women that happens to become physical. I mean, but you do have your women who may see a guy that they know they want some of, and they'll just go for it.
Right.
But for the most part, it's an emotional thing for us. If we're lacking something, you know, you give your guy a fair warning, and sometimes it just happens.
Well, I mean, when y'all say y'all give your man a fair one, it's like it's kind of a messed up situation because you'll say, you'll walk around with attitude. They'll be like, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, if you knew, you would say something. You would know what it is.
Oh, no. I'm going to stop you right there. You have some women who will walk around with an attitude, and then you have some women like me who will straight up tell you, listen, we haven't gone out in a while. Listen, we haven't done X, Y, and Z in a while. Listen, this is not working for me. This is not working for us. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't tell him, how would he know? So you have to tell him, give him a chance to correct it. But how many times am I supposed to tell you?
Exactly. It's just why I said some women. I didn't say all of them. But I mean, like I said before, I don't look at all women as the same. But I've noticed and I've seen and observed a lot of times where it came down to a point where it's a guessing game match going on within a relationship. And then the dude is just like, well, I asked her what's wrong with her. She said there's nothing wrong. So that dude won't let go. Won't keep on living my life the regular way. Da 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 da. And she's still walking around mad. And it's basically it's no give and take within that. You know, it's just going back and forth on the same day to day monotonous bull. And the dude is just sitting there looking like a fool while she's sitting there plotting with Bill from the job, from accounting. You know what I mean? Like you said, it's emotional. So it's that dude that. You walk into work and he's, hey, how you doing today? Oh, you look nice today. Da, 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 da. And you right there like, oh, shucks, he actually pays attention to me. My man don't watch me at home. He don't know what's going on. Da, 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 da. And all of a sudden, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'll agree with that. But I just want to say thank you for being such a loyal listener. Thank you for coming and calling in.
No doubt, no doubt.
This evening for joining us. And we're going to go.
You got another caller?
Yes, we do. Thanks, D. Yes, we do. Caller, your number ends in 8496. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Bobby, and I'd like to comment on some of the things that were said about the woman And I believe, you know, because I got a large woman, family presence in my family, and I do believe that women can express themselves very clearly to their man, expressing, you know, what she wants, what she don't want, what's working and what's not working. But I also agree with the gentleman that had just called, so I'm going to play the devil advocate here, is that some women doesn't know how to express themselves, and then they'll start off a sentence with, oh, yeah, and this such and such happened, but then, you know, the man be waiting for the rest of the, and then all of a sudden, never mind, forget it, forget. So, I mean, you know, how can we discuss or settle a problem if you don't come all the way out with it? And then she be walking around with it for a day or 2 days, 3 days, or a week or 2 weeks. And, you know, then every time an argument or something happens, she'll come out with a little bit at a time, another half of this and another half of that. And I just think that's wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's what I was trying to explain. And I'm glad you called up, because we have different men explaining, saying the same thing, but saying it in different ways. You know what I mean? And you know, I know we having fun and joking around and stuff like that, but you can't learn a lot if you're listening to what these men are saying. Women, you know, it's just different ones. But, you know, I listened to what Miss Incredible said, what her opinion was and what Pound Cake opinion was, and I understand where they're coming from. But try to understand where us men are coming from sometime, too. You know, that may help. But Bobby, you said your name was Bobby, right? Bobby, have you ever been caught cheating?
I can't say I have. Because I was seeing someone at the time, but the relationship has deteriorated to the point where it was never expressed to one to each other verbally, but we knew that the relationship was over. And then once, there was nothing going on between us. Every time we got together, we argued and things to the point where we might as well not even see each other. But once that, you know, once she saw me with someone else, I guess, you know, she probably figured that that was cheating. But, you know, it wasn't cheating to me, because at that point, I was like, you know, the relationship is over. You going about your business, I'm going about mine. I mean, we were still cool, but there was no connections or anything like that. The relationship has deteriorated.
I see. What you think is worse, cheating emotionally or cheating physically?
I think emotionally, because a lot can really come out of that. You can really hurt a person. I mean, they commit suicide, or they can do, you know, other things that are really, you know, emotionally, like, you know, if they have kids around, they can start, you know, with the verbal abuse and so on and so forth with them. Physically, they both are wrong, but I would really think that emotionally cheating is really, really, I mean, you know, it can take you there.
Right. Have you ever been approached in a romantic way by someone who was married or in a relationship? Have you ever been, like,
But I need to hang with Bobby.
Hey,
all
right.
Hey, but listen here. If you're going to cheat, and, you know, it's best to cheat with a married woman, because there's no strings attached. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about her, you know what I'm saying, bothering you, tracking you down or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely you both know that it's really nothing but you know. But for real though. you don't think so?
I guess that My thing is this: as long as you're honest and you're upfront with the person,
right?
It makes a difference. It really does make a difference. However, when you cheat with a married person, depending on the amount of time that they spend with you, it can become emotional. Sometimes it's physical first, and then it becomes emotional. And that can be dangerous as well. Because now she.
The physical and emotional part really intertwines with one another, because
right.
from the physical becomes the emotional. You know what I'm saying? So that really, you know, goes together. And that's true. I likes to be up front. So messing with a married woman, I would probably be letting her know that this is all that, I mean, you know, I don't want to be in a committed relationship. I'm not ready to get tied down or anything like that. Now, once that do takes place, once I do commit to that, then I'm going to commit wholeheartedly. I'm not cheating. I'm, like, focused on my lady and everything and us building and trying to grow to the higher heights or whatever the case may be. But if I'm with someone who's committed in a relationship or who's married or something like that, like you just said, Miss Incredible, that being truthful and everything in any and all relationships, you know what I'm saying, is the best part about a relationship.
Well, right, right.
I was in a relationship where a woman cheated on me. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that turned
me
out, and I've been cheating ever since.
Wow.
I'm rolling with Bobby.
Well,
I'm
you know
my
what?
I'm
not even, wait. I'm not even going to touch that, because we only have about 10 minutes left, and that sounds like it's going to be a long story, because I'm going to go in if I go any deeper with you on that. So I don't want to do that, because we do have another calling.
All right.
So I appreciate the love. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, baby. Bye-bye.
Whoa. That sounded like it was about to be a really good story. wait. He said, I've been cheating ever since. Oh,
right.
Man. We have another call on the line. Caller, your number is 0442.
I'm here.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I'm here. Hi, guys. It's Kirsten.
Hi.
How
hey.
We went through a lot of things in the show earlier last hour, but based on the Black Dr. Phil's comments about a man is a mistake. Now, I kind of agree with that, but don't agree with it. Because I understand, you know, men do dumb stuff. I get it. Whatever. But at the same time is, in order for you to just fall into a vagina, you have to have a communication. So when you're talking to a person and you know it's getting sexual, obviously you have a communication. So you have time to decide not to do or to do. Maybe it is a choice for men and women, period. Like we all have
right.
a choice to say no or yes, period. So if you know a person is going to command you a certain way and it's sexual and you engage in that conversation and you make a meet-up point or whatever, that means you have a choice to say yes or no. So it turned into a choice for me. But then I understood the same point. Sometimes things do happen, but in order for it to happen, you have to have a situation where you have a communication with this person, male or female, whether you are male or female, and have the conversation to where you'll meet up with this person and fall into their vagina or on top of their penis, period.
I see. Have you ever cheated?
I cheated when I was 15 years old. That doesn't really count because I was a kid. But as an adult,
oh, that
counts. If you count it?
No, you don't have to count it. Go ahead.
But at 18 until 31, I'm 31 now, I have never cheated. I don't cheat. I don't have the patience for that crap. I'm not a good liar, so I can't cheat. If I don't want to talk to you or deal with you, guess what? Goodbye. Moving forward.
Right.
Have
you been cheated on?
A number of times.
All right. Can you give us an example of one of those times? What was his excuse? Why did he cheat? Did he tell you?
There's actually no excuse, because I didn't know they cheated while we were in the relationship. You see what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know until after they was closed and done that they came back and told me they had cheated. It was never in the relationship, because I didn't feel they were cheating on me. I didn't have the inclination, because it didn't seem that way.
I see.
People are so shady and so sneaky that you sometimes you just don't know. I didn't feel that I was being cheated on because we were so open.
Right. Right.
So I don't even know. I don't even know. I've heard I have friends that I talk to, I can tell them the signs, but I never actually saw the signs that I was telling them when they were giving me their stories, because we were so open. And to me, we had issues about finances or how we raise our children or you're not doing the right thing in the world. It was never about the cheating aspect. That's why I said cheating is not a deal breaker for me.
Right. Okay.
We all can cheat. Any given Sunday, we all can cheat.
You know what? Y'all women are good. Let me say something real quick. Y'all women are good, because I noticed every woman so far, when we ask them, you know, how did you know they were cheating, or what was the excuse, or anything like that, is like, I don't know, I'm maybe not sure, or I didn't know till after, or whatever. And usually with guys, well, especially for me, you cheat on me, I'm turning your whole life upside down. I'm taking 7 years out of your life automatically, whether we're together or not. I'm putting you on blast. I'm doing all that. Your life is going to be miserable. So I fall in love too hard.
Even though our relationship was done over with, we didn't completely have the closure. So recently, we kind of had closure. But at the end of the day, he told me, and I was kind of mad. You know, like, I wasn't even mad that it happened. I was mad that let me be honest with you. I kind of knew because of his lifestyle, but at the same time, it wasn't put in my face, so I didn't care. But when he was telling it to me, and one of the girls he was cheating with, he now is with this girl and got her pregnant, it changed the game for me a little bit. Like, dang, like, really? Seriously? So it kind of, like, it made me a little irritated.
And got her pregnant?
Excuse me?
You said he cheated and got her pregnant?
He cheated? No, he didn't cheat while with me and got her pregnant. He cheated with this woman probably the last 3 years of a relationship, whatever. And then now, moving forward, he related to me about him cheating on with this woman that he now has pregnant. And I kind of got a little upset and then told this girl, like, no, you cheated, but you went all this time to get this person, but then he ain't shit either. So what the hell you want to be mad at me for? Like, I kind of on her. Because at the end of the day, you really didn't understand who he was. And you've been fighting for this person that you thought that you were going to get the person that you thought that I had, because you were out looking in. But at the end of the day, we didn't argue about cheating. We argued about other things. And now you're sitting looking stupid. And now you're on my line. You just told me something, but I didn't know. Blah, blah, blah. I told you those things. Because at the end of the day, I'm a woman first. So I have the loyalty to no man that's not loyal to me. I'm a woman,
right.
So I have to tell you, bitch, well, listen, he wasn't crap for me, so why would he be crap for you?
Let me ask you this last question before we wrap it up. Do you think a relationship can ever return to what it was after one has cheated? So the person cheated, you accept it. Do you think it can ever return back to normal?
Well, it will never be the way that it was officially, but either
mm-hmm.
it will be stronger after the moment, or it will be the person who got cheated on is always looking and searching and being insecure. But a lot of times, you know, people do move forward through cheating. How does marriage last 50 and 50 years when our grandparents had the relationship? I'm sure that they were cheated on, both sides. You know what I'm saying? So It's a way to make it stronger. It will never be the same, but it'll be stronger or break up. Bottom line.
Yep, she got a good point there, Kirsten. Thank you for your call. We really do appreciate it. We're gonna wrap this up.
I will see you next Wednesday.
2387 All right. Yeah, she made some good points. At least we know she's been smashing since she was 15. No, she said she's 31 now. That's 16 years of mean. Call back up next week, Thursday, 9:30 p.m.
Yes. Silly. Well, we would like to thank everyone for tuning in. I have fun. Did you, Ralph?
Yeah, I had fun. I'm glad. It feels good to be back. we might have to continue this same topic next week. I mean, we had a lot of callers waiting, and we got a lot of things to get through, but I had a great time, yes.
I did also. Well, if you guys would like to reach out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter at @TheBlack_Dr. Phil. She is incredible, or AOI Talk Show. If you have any show ideas, topic ideas, you can email us at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
We on Facebook, too. We on Facebook, The Art of Intimacy Show Facebook page. Go there and like that, share it and all that. Yeah, we on that, too. We on all social media. You can find us. Just hashtag AOI Talk Show. You'll find us on all social media.
Instagram, yeah, we're on it all. Once again,
yeah.
We would like to thank everyone for tuning in. We will see you again Wednesday, every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Incredible, unforgettable, Open your mind, take in all the delectables, topics ranging from marriage to politics, only the grown and mature can handle this, please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk, real talk, real response, non-stop, only talk radio keeps it moving, Wednesdays 9:30 p.m., please tune in,
Well,
in the beautiful, it's incredible, You hear it.